Welcome to NYT Tech Talk, the technology news podcast of the New York Times. I'm Tom Holcomb.
And I'm J.D. Beersdorfer.
In this week's episode, I talk to Ivan Berger about portable GPS navigation devices and my colleague Walt Barringer about the idea of geocoding digital photos. J.D. and I will also take on questions about moving Outlook contacts to the iPod and dual booting your computer.
Yeah.
Sir, I am fluent in 6 million forms of communication.
We haven't quite caught up with popular science fiction in a couple of key areas, like getting from place to place really fast, or even understanding each other. You know, if you think about it, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy had the Babelfish, Star Trek had the Universal Translator, Star Wars had C-3PO. You know, language is never a problem there, but if you only speak one language and you're rambling around Europe, you may run into some barriers. Phrasebooks and language courses can help, but also there's this new wave of things called electronic translators, like the one we mentioned last week in Circuits, which did happen to be the ECTACO partner EW800 Talking Electronic Dictionary and Audio Phrasebook.
Is that it right there?
This is it right here. I'm holding
like
one of my hands.
It's about the size. Clamshell handheld.
Yeah, bigger than a Sidekick, smaller than a laptop. You have a full keyboard here, it's got a speaker and a microphone, and with this you can look up thousands of friendly travel phrases to help you get around airports, restaurants, to and from the hotel. It's got a dictionary, and it's got about 84,000 travel phrases, you know, just the basic stuff that you need to get from point A to point B. And it does something that a book can't do. It can talk to you. It will pronounce these phrases out loud if you're worried about your pronunciation, possibly saying something that if you mispronounce it could mean something completely different. Mm-hmm. And you can hear what it's supposed to sound like, this phrase, you know, test your pronunciation. You can speak into it. If it recognizes what you're saying, it'll spit back the same phrase in English, with the operative theory being that if this box can understand you, then somebody on the street in Paris, Rome, or Berlin may also be able to understand what you're trying to say to them. And if you're nervous about communicating your wishes, you can also, you know, point at somebody and have the phrase recited.
Can you type out a phrase that you want it to recite?
It's got some stock ones and it's got words and stuff. They're pretty extensive, you know, everything from going to the hospital, do I need insurance, to beauty, you know, I need stuff.
But you can't type, take me to your leader.
I have not tried that yet. But sometimes if you mumble a phrase or if you have a very strong regional accent, it may get something completely different.
Mm-hmm.
I tried it the other night saying, you know, in German, I'm from the USA, and it responded, let me introduce you to my daughter. So
it understood you.
Yeah, so maybe it's a social engineering device, too. It's organized by topics, so, you know, if you're in the hotel and you need to get checked in, all the hotel stuff's there. It's got sports and leisure.
Okay.
So let's see if we can get it to say a few things. This is the phrase for, where can I get access to the internet? In Portuguese, I think.
Onde posso acessar a internet?
Sounds good.
Sounds like someone would be able to understand that. Let's switch to another language here. Here's German. With a name like Beersdorfer, you know, you tend to get a little German. I grew up with my grandfather telling me to mach schnell all the time, which means move faster.
Mm-hmm.
Wo kann ich ins Internet gehen?
Sounds good.
Yeah, I heard internet in there.
Absolutely. So this has how many languages built in?
This has got 5, and it'll go to English in each one of them and back. French, Spanish, German, Italian, and Portuguese. You can also buy add-in cards that you can add other languages to, and they've got another model called the PW800 that is real expandable and does a ton of languages too. And another thing that you can do with this, if you're worried about pronunciation, is practice with this device and see if you can get your pronunciation to, you know, be understood by the machine. So if you want to say, can I access the internet here in German, you just tap this little microphone button here. Kann ich hier das Internet gehen?
Can I access the internet here?
There we go.
All right.
And if you meet somebody, you want to say, what's your email address? You can say it in English too, and it'll kick it back to you in German. So you say, what's your email address?
Wie ist Ihre E-Mail-Adresse?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's pretty close.
Now, it's spitting back a phrase. How can you be sure that it's spitting back the phrase, you think? Does it also show you on the screen?
Yeah, you get it on the screen. You see the
in
translation.
English. Okay.
All in all, the ECTACO EW800, it's got a lot of potential here. You know, I think if you really wanted to use it to study language, vocabulary, work on your pronunciation, it could be a really nice little tutor. You wouldn't have to drag your Rosetta Stone CDs or whatever around with you. You know, it could probably get you out of a couple of jams. On the con side, it's $600. It's a little pricey if you're just going over for, you know, a quick jaunt around Europe. But ECTACO's been making translation devices for quite a long time. They've got a whole bunch of them on their website. If you go to www.ectaco.com, ECTACO, and you can see this model and all of the other ones that they have for sale. We're not quite C-3PO or the Universal Translator, but it's a start.
Sounds good.